You've connected to Parkinson's Recovery. This is Robert Rogers. Last Thursday, I talked about some fascinating discoveries that I made in consultation with a chiropractic doctor who practices just north of London by the name of Simon King. And I say these were exciting discoveries because Simon's work led me to acknowledge how it can be identified whether or not metals in a person's teeth or jewelry they wear or the carpet that they actually walk on can be identified as a toxin that could be causing significant issues in their bodies and also could be aggravating the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. This was exciting for me to talk with Simon, and as a follow-up to my interview with him, which I actually conducted in Vancouver, Canada, he did a little assessment on me and identified the fact that I had a metal crown in my mouth. I was unaware of that, but he identified the crown immediately, and we did some tests and identified that it was interfering with the proprioceptive communications in my body. So he advised that I get the crown out. I immediately did so. I came back to Olympia, Washington, where I live and where we operate Parkinson's Recovery out of, and I made an appointment with my biological dentist who removed the crown from my mouth last Thursday. I feel much lighter and much stronger as a result of that decision. So Simon has a discussion now that I'd like for you to listen to about why he believes it's important that we consider the possibility of removing metal from our teeth. So I have a 6-minute segment of that interview that I'd like to play for you now so you can get a sense of what his perspective is on how amalgams and metal in our teeth, as well as exposure to such items as jewelry and the potential of toxins in pillows and beds and chairs and carpets, might be aggravating and perhaps even causing the symptoms that we know are associated with Parkinson's disease. So here's Simon King, chiropractic doctor who practices in a clinic just north of London, England.
For a person that, say, has significant leg pain, as is the case for some persons with the symptoms of Parkinson's, what would you recommend they might consider doing for themselves to get some relief from that pain, assuming that they're not able to come to London, England, and get help from you?
Well, really for anybody who's got a chronic health problem, you want to maximize your chances of being well. And to me, with all of the knowledge and information and the theory that I have gained over 20 years in practice, if I had a serious health challenge, the first thing I would do is remove all of my metal, if I had the ability and the finances to do that. So removing all my jewelry, taking away... the dentistry is the biggest one, but it's also the most difficult. And so depending on how much dentistry I had and whether that was available to me, I would get rid of my dentistry. I would look at dentures. Dentures are a major problem as well, and that might be of interest to some of your listeners, because dentures have the potential to be toxic. Even denture paste has the potential to be toxic. So many people have dentures, and what they need to know is that dentures are made from acrylics that have to be cured. And many people, especially if they're using denture cleaners, I won't mention brand names, but denture cleaners can destroy the coatings on a denture and expose something that the denture is made out of, which is called monomer. And monomer is potentially very toxic. Now, people can solve this very quickly, either by sending it back to the lab to have it re-cured or to get their dentist to wave their ultraviolet light over it and to re-cure it. And one really novel way of doing this is to go to a nail bar where they do gel nails, which use ultraviolet light to cure the nails, and it's ultraviolet light that cures the monomer. So they can just stick their dentures under an ultraviolet light. These are also available on eBay. They're not very expensive. And the denture paste is very important. There are types of denture paste that are gels normally, and these gels can contain ingredients like petrolatum, which is of course made from petrol. And these things will affect our bodies drastically. So I remember one delightful 83-year-old woman who said, I only have to walk 400 yards into town, but I just can't make it anymore. I can't get myself going. And to everybody else, they would say, well, you're getting old. But I took out her dentures and we found a new denture paste for her, changed the denture paste, and that was 4 years ago now. Now she comes into me and she says, you know, every day I feel better and better. And she's now 87 and, you know, feeling really great. So little things that we're not aware of, just try and get back to natural solutions and just keep changing the things that are irritating your body. So first thing is get rid of metal. Second thing, make sure your diet is good and you're eating good stuff. And third thing is watch out for environmental toxins. Try and take every environmental toxin out of your system. That's obviously a bit more difficult, but watch out for those.
You've talked about dentures and fillings and metals and jewelry. Is it possible that there are other sources that could be the root cause of pain that would not necessarily be causes we'd think about, like the carpet that we walk on or the chairs that we sit on or the beds that we sleep on?
Well, you know, all of those things that you mentioned have to be treated. And one of the biggest culprits for treatment is flame retardant chemicals. There are other things that manufacturers have to do to make, well, they say they're making it safer. So you might not, you might be able to get out of a burning building, but it's not much good if it's poisoning you over the years that you have it. One of the keys to look for is for environmental toxins is, how do you feel when you wake up in the morning? Do you feel better than when you went to bed? Or do you feel worse? Because if you go to bed feeling okay and you wake up feeling lousy, there's a good chance that something in your bedroom is poisoning you. That would just make sense to me. Unless you're having something that is bad for you just before you go to bed, you know, some sort of drink or coffee or something. But normally, if you're not doing that, then you wake up and you feel much worse, you need to think about your environment. And then if you go to another environment, like you go on holiday and you that doesn't happen, again, that's even more evidence to think of your environment. Now, a few years ago, a study in Texas, the researchers put 300 individual samples of carpet in the airflow of four mice. And they did that for 2 hours, half an hour, twice a day for 2 days. And in 10% of those carpet samples, all four mice died. And in up to 60% of the carpet samples, they could see the toxic effects on the mice. That was in the Journal of Environmental and Nutritional Medicine. So when I looked at this, I started to find some people who did feel worse when they woke up in the morning. I could see the effect on their muscle strength when they inhaled the fumes of the carpet. I recorded those on videos, which you can find at the livewithoutpain.com website. And when they took away the carpet, they got better. They got better from the pain that was in their muscles, the fibromyalgia. They didn't need to take the painkillers. Their chronic fatigue went away. All sorts of things happened to them just because they got rid of this poison that they didn't know was affecting them.
Now, one of the fascinating things that was revealed to me in my time and discussion with Simon King, that was a recorded segment of the interview that I had with him several weeks ago, is that Simon told me that he was moving toward educating osteopaths and other chiropractors and other healthcare professionals on how to do diagnostic assessments and help people identify what might be the toxins that are creating problems, physical problems in their bodies.